Hello, hungry people, and welcome to Snack Situation, the new Snack Situation. Things have changed around here.
Hi!
This is the new co-host of Snack Situation,
Marlene, Hi.
Marlene Thompson.
Yeah, Marlene Thompson, otherwise known as Marlene.
That's right. My name is Matt Wilson. Marlene Thompson is now my co-host, my life partner.
Yep, life partner. We're married. If you didn't know already, now you do.
Is now my co-host on Snack Situation. Chris, for reasons, had to give up the reins.
Yeah, and he handed them to me. And you know what? Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
I hope to do you proud. We'll see.
Yes. So, we are changing a few things about the show. First and foremost, the Snack Situation listuation has been retired. We will not be adding any more things to the list. That was a list Chris and I created. Marlene.
This is new information to me because I don't listen to the show.
Marlene didn't play a role in creating that list, so those weren't her opinions. So
no.
Her trying to add to a list that Chris and I created.
They get it.
Wouldn't make sense.
They get it.
So instead, here's what we're going to be doing on the show.
Can we just pause and say that our cat is playing with like a, it's like a little like carrot kick toy, and it's like, it makes noise. So if you hear like crunching, that's her. It's very cute. I wish you guys could see it.
Anyway, what we're going to do instead on the show is we're still trying snacks like we always have. But instead of putting them on the big list, what we're going to do is just try them and talk about them. And also, we're going to start pairing our snacks
with drinks.
With
beverages. Kind
of, with a beverage. So instead, what Chris and I used to do is we would sometimes try food as our snack on Snack Situation. And we would sometimes try a drink. And now we're going to always do pairings.
Yes.
So that's another part of the show. This time, for our first episode of the new Snack Situation, we thought we'd go big. We are M&M, Matt and Marlene.
Yeah.
And so, why not try as many flavors of M&Ms as we could? And we're not going to put them on the big list, but we are going to rank which M&Ms we like best. From worst to best, mm-hmm. We're going to rank all of these M&M flavors.
Yes.
And we're going to do it separately and compare our lists.
Can we, is it okay to be like, so here's the thing about the M&Ms. Some of them are in like the regular bags that you get
at the gas station.
Or like at the, you know, checkout counter. And then other ones are like these huge bags.
Yes.
And they're resealable, which is cool. Both our cats are in here now, because I think they think when I shook the M&Ms that it's treats.
That it was treats.
Anyway, yeah. So they can't have chocolate. But we did open some of the resealable bags.
Need to tell them that.
But I will, because I want to be honest. This is my, I need to, these subscribers need to know that I am an honest individual. So we did try two of them.
I think.
Matt, were you and Chris this fucking dishonest?
No. It's not that I want to lie. I just think they don't need to know this.
I tried the almond and the pretzel.
Well, now we're going to try all nine that we have all together.
Yes. Also, I should preface this with, I am just getting over COVID, so if I sound a little nasally, that is why.
So,
in my quest for being honest.
We're going to go from most common flavor to most uncommon flavor. Yeah. There's a couple of these that I think are like limited time flavors right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was able to find when I finally found many flavors to buy was nine. And I think these are the nine that are currently available as of recording this episode.
Should we list them?
I think we should list them off as we try them.
Okay. So first up is, well, what should we, okay, so we are, so we're trying M&M's because we're M&M, but we are also pairing this tasting with a Coca-Cola beverage, and it is a spiced Coca-Cola beverage, which, sounds very Christmassy.
You've probably seen this.
Oh, I bet it tastes like Big Red.
Advertised on TV. This is like the new Coke product that they're really pushing, Coca-Cola spiced.
I don't know how much I'm going to like that, to be honest.
It's supposedly, there's raspberry in it.
Okay, here's the thing. If it's spiced Coca-Cola, is it not just Dr. Pepper?
Well, we'll see. Mm. We'll see what it's like.
Okay.
So, first up, the baseline, the standard, regular old milk chocolate, plain M&Ms.
Yeah. So Matt, I feel like these are going to be your favorite because you're just an original guy.
This is unfair.
No, it's not. Why did you give me one M&M? Oh my God, just dump it into my hand. This is, you're such a Virgo rising. Oh, we're eating them now. Yeah, they're an M&M.
Yep.
That's an M&M.
Plain milk chocolate M&M.
Wonderful. Great. Last on my list.
Don't give it away yet. Don't give it away.
All right. Next up is my personal fave. Well, one of my personal favorites. The next two are my personal favorites. The second most common is the peanut M&M.
Right.
I love a peanut. Just call me Jimmy Carter.
That's right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Here we go.
Yep. Great. Mmm. Yeah.
I
love them.
The plain and peanut M&Ms are the two most known of the M&Ms characters as well.
So oh, yeah.
On the plain M&Ms bag, or the milk chocolate M&Ms bag, is the red M&M.
Are we going to explain the characters? Is this to get to the sexy green M&M? Because you want to talk about her so badly?
I think we should just say what's on the bags.
Okay. The one, they're M&Ms.
Well, on the milk chocolate bag, there's a red M&M.
And then on the...
As voiced by Billy West.
Uh-huh. And then on the peanut one,
but
it's a yellow M&M voiced by J.K. Simmons, right?
Yes. But they're both holding that flavor of M&M...
Like they're eating.
And it's like broken in half, like they're eating it.
It's weird.
And that is disturbing.
Yeah. All right. Third. Now, these are delicious. These are the peanut butter M&Ms. The peanut butter M&Ms are so good. I love them.
I don't think I've had them all that much.
Really?
Yeah.
I've gotten them before and you've eaten them. Yeah, they're great. Mmm. They're what a Reese's Pieces should be.
You mean Reese's Pieces?
Whatever. I say Reese's Pieces because I'm an idiot. So, but these are so much, these are superior. Yeah, these are great. I love them.
See, I have an affinity.
Hands down. Oh, should we say that the red M&M is on this and he's got like a little peanut quaff?
He's got peanut butter hair, yeah.
He kind of looks like Trump, and I don't like it.
It does look like Trumpy hair, a little bit.
Ugh.
It's weird, though, because, like, on the peanut and plain, it was the M&Ms that were in that bag.
Yeah.
On the bag.
Yeah.
But now we're back to the red M&M.
Yeah, and he's eating peanut butter.
What color of M&M is supposed to be peanut butter? I know orange was supposed to be caramel. Orange is voiced by David Cross.
Was supposed to
be caramel, yeah.
I don't know. I think I always thought that the ones that were like the most popular were the red, the yellow, and then the green one because people want to fuck her.
Right, yeah.
No, should we? Okay, when should we open the Coca-Cola?
Actually, let's try it now.
Okay, so yeah, before we get into the like different odd flavors. We're going to try this spiced Coca-Cola. Matt is trying it right now. Oh, his face says no. I'm smelling it. Oh, I already don't like the smell. Hmm. Hmm. You don't think it's going to be good. It's like a raspberry Coca-Cola.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually really like that.
I feel like the raspberry...
They should just call it raspberry Coca-Cola. That's what it tastes like.
Is off somehow.
It... I don't like the aftertaste. I lied.
There's a fakiness to it.
There's a fakiness to it. Cherry Coke is much better.
Cherry Coke is way better than that.
Cherry Coke is great. That is fine. But it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I thought it would be more
It's weird that they call it spiced.
It's weird they call it spiced. It's not...
When you hear spice, I think you expect it to be like
cinnamony.
Cinnamony or gingery.
Ginger
or nutmeggy.
Or nutmeggy.
I think ginger Coca-Cola could be really good.
It might be. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so the next up is the huge-ass bag. Sharing size. If you're, you know, a good person, I guess, is the caramel.
Yeah.
And or how I would say it, caramel.
Yeah.
That's the wrong way to say it.
The yellow M&M is on the bag for this one. And do you want to say what it's doing?
Yeah, it's taking an M&M, pulling it apart, and all the insides are caramel.
And they're, like, coming out, and it's, like, looking at its insides.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's, like, it's got real, killer vibes.
Yeah, it's like a scene from Cannibal Holocaust. Don't watch that movie.
Yep. Okay. I'm gonna...
All right, here we go.
Two.
I don't know. We're just taste testing.
I don't... But you taste... How are you just taste... Oh, okay, fine. Mmm. Ooh, I like it. It was like, you know what? It has like Milky Way vibes.
With a crunchy shell, kind of.
With like a crunchy shell. I like it. They're good. Yes.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Really? What do you mean? What don't you like about it?
I'm just not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What don't you like about it?
It's the chew.
I like the chew.
I don't know that I like the chew.
Okay.
Along with the shell.
Okay.
And I don't think the caramel is all that good.
All right. I didn't know I was getting into, you know, a Michelin star restaurant critic.
Well.
Podcast.
All right. Next we have... Dark chocolate.
I'm excited for this one. I like dark chocolate. Which
also has the red M&M on the bag, holding half of an M&M, like on the plain M&M's bag, but he's also holding like a hunk of chocolate.
Yeah, that's weird. Thank you. They taste like regular M&M.
They're a little better than a plain M&M.
They are a little better. Yeah, this is like an elevated one.
Like an elevated plain M&M, yeah.
Yeah. I like them. You know what? They would be really, like, as a, you know what we should do with the rest of these? We should make cookies, like, M&M, like, chocolate chip cookies with, like, M&M. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Here, give me some of that Coke. I gotta wash this down. Gotta cleanse my palate.
There you go. More raspberry Coke that they call spiced for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Next up, almond.
I will open.
Okay.
Oh, this one has the blue M&M.
I don't even know. I've never seen the blue M&M as a character in the commercials.
Well, no. Maybe he's just print only.
Yeah.
He's like, I only do print.
I don't think I've ever heard the blue M&M speak.
Maybe he's a mute. Yeah. Yeah, these are good.
I like to snack on almonds lately.
Yeah.
Like.
Matt Wilson, the health nut. These are good. I like them. The peanut ones are better.
Sort of out of necessity,
I
eat a lot of almonds lately. I'll eat the rest of these.
Okay. Those are pretty good, but I like the peanut ones better. All right. Next up, pretzel. Matt, why don't you describe what this is?
All right. So it's the orange M&M.
who was voiced by David Cross, I think, at the start. But I think somebody else might voice the orange M&M now. But he's holding half of an M&M and then has a pretzel in the other hand over his eyes.
Like he's looking at the M&M like he's wearing glasses, but the glasses are pretzels.
And he looks concerned. Because the orange M&M's whole thing is that he's kind of like nervous. Like he's got anxiety.
So you're an orange M&M.
Oh, yeah. But like, this is the one, the only M&M who is looking on one of his comrades torn in half with the appropriate look.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
Pretzel.
Thank you. All right. It's like a sweet salty. I love a sweet salty. Yeah. I like these. I will say,
I think it's dry.
So yes. These are the ones that I tried beforehand. And that is my number one complaint, is that they're a little dry. They kind of taste like when you bite in one of those Whopper candies, like a Whopper. That's what it reminds me of, like the texture. But the flavor, very good.
The flavor's not bad. I don't like the texture. Next up, okay, so our
I love a pretzel.
Our last two are...
Are you just going to ignore that? You know me, I love a pretzel.
I don't think that needs commenting on. I know that's true.
These people are trying to get to know me. So I think you need to be a little cognizant of that.
Okay, next up is caramel cold brew. We're getting into the last two were the kind of, I think, limited time flavors.
Yeah, I don't know how much. I'm skeptical.
This one has a purple M&M who I've never seen before on the bag. And she is holding a M&M broken in half, as before.
Yeah.
And then the other hand...
She's got an iced coffee.
Like an iced coffee from Starbucks.
Yeah, she's like she's filming a TikTok.
Like she's the millennial M&M, I guess?
I think she's the Gen Z M&M. Or, well, I guess maybe it would be millennial. All right, here we go. Caramel cold brew.
They're big.
They are big. Oh. Oh. That's a strong coffee flavor. No.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's not really my vibe. It's like, you know when you eat coffee ice cream and you want it to be better than it is?
Yeah. The coffee flavor is like...
It's overwhelming.
It's like coffee grounds.
No. I think... Coffee grounds, really? I think it's more like... It's definitely got like a cold brew vibe.
But not good. Not good.
No. I don't like them.
Cold brew is supposed to taste smooth.
Yeah.
No.
So let me describe this one. Okay.
This is the crunchy cookie bag.
It's the crunchy cookie bag. Now on the cover, it's the green M&M. She's holding a cookie with M&Ms on it. And then half of a crunchy cookie M&M open. And she's got her eyebrows raised. And she, she's looking sexy. I'm sorry. I just think it's so funny that people were like, what were they upset about? I just know that they were like, the green M&M's too sexy.
They think she wasn't sexy. Because they changed the green M&M.
Oh, and then she needed to be... Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. Because
she used to have, like, high heels and stuff.
Mm-hmm. One time, I was scrolling Twitter, and I saw a picture of her that somebody had drawn with boobs.
Yeah.
And I'll never...
I believe there was a cursed...
I'll never get that image out of my head.
There was a cursed official M&M's image of her, like, taking off her shell. Like it was a swimsuit.
Ew.
It was, like I said, absolutely cursed.
I hate this. We have to stop talking about it. This is going to give somebody a boner, Matt.
They took away her like high heels and gave her like more sensible shoes.
And then,
like, she was an 80s, you know, businesswoman.
And then, like, Tucker Carlson legit got mad about it.
You know Tucker Carlson probably wants to fuck her and probably has jerked off to some weird porn. You know what? Let's stop talking about it.
Okay.
And just taste the M&M.
You know, that's not a bad reproduction of cookie flavor inside that. These are better than I expected.
They are better than I expected them to be.
The caramel cold brew. Bad.
These taste like...
These, like...
To me, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like an Easter basket. Like, maybe, like all the candy that you would get in an Easter basket. Like that...
Yeah. Maybe this is like an Easter flavor. Because it's like... The color of the bag is like light blue.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it tastes like a...
pastel Easter color.
Yeah.
I like these.
Yeah, they're all right.
Like, they actually managed to replicate the flavor of cookie.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just having flashbacks to Easter when I eat it. And how I had to be in church.
All right, so we've tried all 9 flavors. I'm going to have one more sip of spiced Coke.
How is it any better?
It's not getting any better.
Great.
It's, you know what it is? It's like cough syrupy.
Well, yeah, it is kind of cough syrupy, but I think anything with like a unnatural flavor.
Not cherry Coke.
No, not cherry Coke.
That is cough syrupy.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
All right.
I don't think they have figured out how to make raspberry like a good candy flavor yet. Yeah. And I love raspberry.
They're working on it.
Like, I love a raspberry chocolate flavor. It's so good. But as far as candies go,
Okay, we're going to take a pause here.
Yeah.
We're going to rank these M&M's flavors.
Yeah.
1 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to come back and we're going to give our rankings and see how they match up.
Okay. Oh, so we're doing it in secret?
Yes.
Cool.
And then we will reveal them to each other.
Ooh.
When we return. All right, we have made our choices. We have filled out our ranked choice ballots.
Are we going
worst to best?
Worst to best? Okay.
Worst to best. All right, number 9. What's your number 9?
Cold brew.
That's my number 9 too. Yeah. That was the worst one,
easily. It was not.
That one was bad.
All right, cool. So we're in agreement on that one. I don't think we're going to be in agreement in any other category.
I know
or
my
any
number,
other ranking.
I know my number 8 is different from yours.
Yeah. Okay. What's your number 8?
Pretzel.
My number 8 is cookie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It gave me Catholic school flashbacks.
All right. What's your number 7?
Caramel.
My number 7 is also caramel.
Hey, look at that! Yeah. Okay. That gets a little better than... I cannot believe you ranked pretzel that low. Whatever.
My number six is plain.
Me too!
AKA milk chocolate.
Yes, me too. Because it's not the worst, but it's definitely not the best.
I would eat them if they were put in front of me.
You know what I would eat them in? I would eat them in trail mix, or I'd eat them on like a little charcuterie like snack.
That's the thing.
Snack.
They're good when they're part of something else.
Yes. Like if you, in a cookie. Mm-hmm, like in a cookie, or if you gave me like a handful of like, like pretzels, and then some plain M&M's, I bet that would be really good.
I know people put M&M's in popcorn.
Oh yeah.
Plain M&M's in popcorn would probably be good.
That would be probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your number 5?
Dark chocolate.
That's also my number 5.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. We're more similar than that. We should get married.
Now, our number 4s are going to be different.
Oh, yeah.
Because my number 4 is your number 8. It's cookie.
My number 4 is your number 8. It is pretzel.
There we go. All right. Our top 3 are probably going to be different.
I don't know.
What's your number 3?
Almond.
My number 3 is peanut butter.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
I think we're switching number 2 and number 3.
Here's the thing. The peanut butter ones for me are good.
Oh.
But you say they're like what Reese's Pieces should be.
Yeah.
I can't help but compare them unfavorably to Reese's Pieces. I have.
So you don't like Reese's Pieces?
I do like Reese's Pieces. I have very fond childhood memories of Reese's Pieces.
See, I like. But here's the thing: if somebody were to hand me Reese's, I'm going to call them Reese's Pieces. I don't give a shit. If somebody were to hand me Reese's Pieces, I would be like, "Where's my peanut butter cup, motherfucker?"
What is a PC?
I don't know, Matt. I don't know. All I know is I grew up in a different area of the country than you, and we called them Reese's Pieces.
No, people around where I grew up also called them Reese's Pieces, and I corrected them too. What's your number two?
Yeah, that's why people hated you.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry. My number two is peanut butter.
My number two is almond.
See? And so, I bet our number one is going to be the same, and it is.
It's obviously going to be the same. It's peanut.
It's peanut. Yeah.
You can't beat a peanut M&M.
No, you really can't. They're so good. They're the best. Again, call me Jimmy Carter. My top two flavors, peanut. Love them.
Yeah.
Love those peanut M&Ms. Can't. If you put a nut in chocolate, chances are it's going to be a banger.
That's why I like.
They should have hazel.
That's why my almond was.
They should have hazelnut M&M's.
They should have hazelnut M&M's. I bet they're prohibitively expensive.
Oh yeah, I mean,
because like Ferrero Rocher is way more expensive than M&M's. I love Ferrero Rocher. I mean,
a Ferrero Rocher.
The chocolate is also better quality in a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah,
but the hazelnut in a Ferrero Rocher, I'm sure, is too expensive for M&M's. Because here's the thing about.
We should buy hazelnuts and then we'll eat the plain M&M's together and then it'll be like eight or nine.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. However.
Or a macadamia nut. You just put pistachio. Just put all the nuts in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Give them to me.
One thing I noticed about these bags of M&M's is that.
Matt, what are we going to do with all these M&M's?
Eat them? Over time, they won't go bad.
Chocolate goes bad.
It'll take a long time for them to go bad.
Mm.
They're in a candy shell.
Okay.
That protects them.
Okay, give me more peanut M&M's.
We have until, according to the bag, we have until August.
Okay, so, they'll be gone.
Yeah.
They're fine.
This one, the peanut ones are November. Anyway, if you look at the sizes of the bags...
Mm-hmm.
They're all different. Like peanut butter, 1.63 ounces. Milk chocolate, 1.69 ounces. Crunchy cookie.
Well, it's probably because the volume inside the M&M is different for each one.
Well, it's the one that is the worst value is maybe caramel cold brew. It's 1.41 ounces.
Yeah, y'all, don't buy the caramel cold brew. It's not good. Unless you like coffee. You know what? I won't. I'm not you. I don't know. Maybe you love coffee. Eh.
I don't think the coffee flavor is good, though.
No, I don't either, but I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell people how to live their life, man. This is just our opinion, solely based on what we like.
In the big bags, the pretzel is easily the worst value. It's 7.4 ounces.
Well.
The best value, I think, is the... dark chocolate, which is 9.4 ounces.
Yeah, because it's smart. Here's
you
probably get more because you don't have to fill them with anything but chocolate.
Right. I think it maybe has to do with the cost of what's inside.
Yeah.
Or something. It's very weird though, because like every one of the big bags are the same price, and every one of the small bags are the same price,
mm-hmm.
but they're all different sizes as far as what you get. Mm-hmm. This is shrinkflation. Yeah. This is what. Cookie Monster was talking about in that tweet.
What did he say?
Cookie Monster was like...
All I know is people really got upset with Elmo.
Me no like shrinkflation, less cookie in bag. I guess I could try to say that like Cookie Monster.
Me no like shrinkflation, less cookie in bag.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah. It's
Elmo says, I want... No, that's not a good Elmo.
They were both inspired to say what they said by Joe Biden.
Matt, I we already mentioned the former piece of shit, and then
right because the red lip M&M looks like him.
Yeah,
on the peanut butter bag.
And then we mentioned that. Look, I hope people know that's a joke. Anyway, let's just keep to.
I mean,
I
look.
I don't want to talk about either of them.
I don't want to talk about either of them, and Eminem
would kill both of them.
What I'm saying is, Joe Biden brought up shrinkflation, and here it is right in front of our eyes.
Well, you know, maybe the one thing I agree with him on. I don't know.
All right. I think that does it for our first episode of Snack Situation. The new Snack Situation.
The new Snack Situation. And there's Harrison. He's saying hello. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's demanding to be fed.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. How you doing? You going to say something? You going to say something?
Get up on the microphone, Harrison, and say hi. There's a t-shirt.
He said, I heard you talk about Joe Biden.
There's a t-shirt with your face on it that says Harrison is my favorite podcaster.
Yeah, because he's always on it. Okay, well, I'm happy to be part of this this fun little team. So
go team.
Go team. Go snacks. What should be our sign-off? Should we have a sign-off?
The way I will be honoring Chris, who...
Like he's dead? He's not dead,
but he's not on the show anymore. I kept his intro,
which is
hello hungry people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna keep his outro,
which is stay hungry,
stay hungry.
Yeah, I knew it. What's your
snack on? The yellow M&M is on this bag.